Live from Southern California, this is the Jim Rome Show.
But there were actually a number of cool things that happened between the time I went off the air yesterday to the moment that I cracked open the mic a few moments ago. Multiple things that I want to get into. However, this is by far my favorite thing in the last 24 hours. This is why I'm going to lead with it. I'm starting with the Phillies. Now, it's been a minute since I talked about your Phillies, Philly fan, but I'm sure you all remember how much I talked about your Phillies last fall, because that run your Phillies were on was an absolute blast. And then, of course, they gagged and they choked and choked away a 3-1 lead in the NLCS, which, frankly, was also a hell of a lot of fun. Well, for me at least. Even if Philly fan was denied their horse pie sando feast and their light pole climbing competition. My point is, I like this team. And it's no secret. I like the team and its crazy fan base. And after what went viral on social media yesterday, I like this team more than ever. And I've got a new favorite closer, even though he's not officially the closer yet. Well, in my mind, he is. I've already named him closer. But officially, the manager, Rob Thompson, has not named a new closer for the Phillies after Craig Kimbrell left for Baltimore. But there definitely should be a front runner. And that front runner has to be Jose Alvarado. Yes, Jose does have some pretty nasty, disgusting, filthy stuff, no doubt. And yes, he is coming off an utterly dominant career season. Also true. Two very good arguments as to why he should get the ball in the highest leverage spots this season. However, allow me to make a different argument. An additional argument. I'm going to make the argument that he should be the guy because he's got the demeanor of the guy. The demeanor of a closer. Because clearly, my dude is comfortable in his own thick skin. Comfortable with exactly who he is and what he brings to the table. Nor does he lack any confidence at all. All really important traits for a closer. What am I getting at? If you caught what Jose said while being interviewed live on the Phillies broadcast of their spring training game yesterday, you already know everything I just said about him to be true. If you haven't heard this yet, yes, this is real. Yes, this actually happened. Yes, it actually happened live. On the Phillies TV broadcast yesterday, hold up, Alvy. This is a real thing. This is not a skit. This is not something somebody was jerking around with online. This actually happened during a spring game. This was not a clone submission. This happened live on the Phillies TV broadcast yesterday.
Yeah, I am the grizzly bear.
Yeah, you are.
I am the grizzly bear. I got... Sometimes I call, like, to my people in the clubhouse. Bro, I feel like a fat boy. You know, like, I'm f***ing fat.
I mean, find me something funnier than that. Quote, I am the grizzly bear, and one of the guys on mic pipes in with, yeah, you are. Then he continues with, quote, sometimes I call to my people in the clubhouse, bro, I feel like a fat boy.
Fat.
I'm effing fat.
Fat.
He went with an F-bomb. On live TV, Alvy, one more time, please.
Yeah, I am the grizzly bear.
Yeah, you are.
I am the grizzly bear. I got... Sometimes I call, like, to my people in the clubhouse. Bro, I feel like a fat boy. You know, like, I'm f***ing fat.
I love... I am the grizzly bear. Sometimes I call to my people in the clubhouse. Bro, I feel like a fat boy.
Fat boy!
I'm bleeping fat. My dude.
Fat.
Who are your people in the clubhouse? The caterers? The people who lay out the spread? And yes, that was an F-bomb. He really just casually said that sometimes he calls to his peeps in the clubhouse and says, bro, I feel like a fat boy. I'm bleeping fat.
Fat boy, you know, like, I'm
can you imagine my man just sitting up in the bullpen, watching the game, waiting. He gets bored mid-innings, mid-game. Yeah, I think I'll lob a phone call to my people in the clubhouse. Yo, what up, man? What up, man? Man, I feel like a fat boy. I'm bleeping fat.
Fat boy.
Has a dude ever been so comfortable on the air? Has a dude ever been so comfortable being so fat? Has a dude ever been so comfortable, period?
Fat boy.
I mean, you got to admire it. You got to love it. Personally, I worship it. This is incredible. The bravado, the ownership, the casual way that he just calls himself fat boy.
Fat boy, you know.
And bleeping fat on bleeping live television.
Fat.
I know baseball is not exactly the most rigorous athletic activity, but this dude is a professional athlete. That is his moneymaker, his body. Bragging on live TV about how he brags to his teammates that he's a fat boy and effing fat is effing amazing.
Fat boy, you know, like, I'm f***ing fat.
Find me something funnier than that line. Listen, I know that personal appearance is not technically show fodder, but it absolutely is if you make your own personal appearance show fodder, and especially if you do it as a professional athlete. It absolutely becomes show fodder if you drop one of the all-time sound bites about your own personal appearance during a live broadcast. This dude is clearly and totally comfortable calling himself fat. And since he is, I have no problem calling him fat or even dropping a fat alarm on his big fat head.
Yeah, I am the grizzly bear. Yeah. I am the grizzly bear. Sometimes I call like to my people in the clubhouse. Bro, I feel like a fat boy, you know, like I'm
I mean, it's getting funnier. I've been listening to it all morning long, and it's getting funnier. Bro, I am a fat boy.
Fat boy!
Hey, I've got no problem. In fact, since he brought it up, not me, and because he's so awesome and so nasty and so funny, I have no problem slowing down that clip and playing it over the fat alarm. Music to my ears. I also, Alvin, great job. Alvin in his prime. I also have no problem hitting him with the scratchiest Scotty Farrell fat blast in our catalog over the slow-mo version of Jose.
Fat boy.
Fat ass.
Fat boy.
Fat ass.
Fat boy.
Fat ass.
Fat boy.
Fat ass.
Fat boy.
Fat ass. In fact, I have no problem straight up adding this legend, the immortal grizzly bear, as a permanent member to Alvin's epic fat announcement. Did I get fat?
Fat boy. I'm
not fat.
Fat.
Fat. Fat.
Fat.
Fat.
Fat.
Fat.
Fat.
Fat.
Fat.
Fat.
Fat.
Fat.
Fat.
Or says he's fat.
Fat boy.
Fat and slow.
Fat.
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 Fat. You fat ass.
I'm f***ing fat.
Unbelievable. Absolutely incredible. My man truly belongs up there in the rafters. And I cannot tell you how much I respect this dude, how much I like this dude, how much I admire this dude, how much I admire the confidence. Let's talk for a minute about O'Reilly Auto Parts, because they're in the business of keeping your car on the road and offering helpful service and parts knowledge that you need for all your maintenance and repairs. They have thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. And they can also test your battery for free. If it needs to be replaced, they will help you find just the right battery for your vehicle. When you need a specialty tool to finish the job, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts and ask about their loaner tool program. Simply pay a refundable deposit and borrow the right tool, then get your deposit back when it's returned. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto, do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit us at O'ReillyAuto.com/Rome. That's O'ReillyAuto.com/Rome. How much I admire that he's embracing his inner fat when the rest of us are constantly fighting it. I admire that he can be a fat boy and an elite reliever at the same time. And that's why they better give him the save opportunities. Give it to him. Let him be that guy, the grizzly bear. It's his gig. I don't want to hear about a committee. I don't want to hear about Orion Kerkering. I just want the ball in Grizzly Bear's big, fat hands.
Fat boy.
With the game on the line. Because, yes, he's got nasty stuff. Yes, he's coming off a great year. But most importantly, he is totally and utterly comfortable in his own fat skin.
Fat boy. You know, like, I'm f***ing fat.
Incredible. 1-800-636-8686. Like I said, we may actually have a theme, an actual theme. Now notice, we're not here to call people fat. He's here to call himself fat. Bleeping fat. Fat. And it's hilarious.
F***ing fat.
He is here to call himself fat. No, check fat. That. Bleeping fat. And I'm here to give him all the credit in the world and the closer's gig. Who would you rather have? I think my man just jumped right to the front of the line. Not only as the guy who you give the ball to in high leverage situations, but as my favorite ball player. No. As my favorite athlete. No. As my favorite human being. That is good stuff, man. That's how you do it. That's how you do it. The Grizzly Bear. Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anybody? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep. You heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask me. Make the right call. Get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card. Our guest is Greg Campy. Greg, it is absolutely awesome to have you on the program. How are you today, Greg?
Fantastic. You know, it's a couple days before that game, so you know we all have great dreams right now, right? But they tip that thing up, things could change quickly, so I'm enjoying this.
I love that. That's absolutely the best thing. Now, as somebody who's invested a lifetime in hoops at one university, what is returning to the NCAA tournament for the first time since 2011 and securing the fourth D1 tourney berth in school history, what's it represent to you and your players?
Well, I've had, over the last decade, I've had some great players. Five NBA players, and three of them played during that time that we didn't get in. And I just, man, when you haven't gone in 10, 11 years, whatever it was, you start to get a little nervous about it, you know. And I think about the, you know, Jamal Cain, Kendrick Nunn, Kay Felder, these guys that played in the NBA and couldn't get to the NCAA tournament. So I feel bad that I didn't get them there. You know, it was really terrible. So now that we're there, and you know this, Jim, that the NCAA tournament's probably one of the three greatest sporting events in the world. You got the World Cup, you got Super Bowl, and you got the NCAA tournament. So Oakland's in it, and my kids get to play in it, and it's been their dream. It's the holy grail for the mid-level, you know. So it's just fantastic. And at this stage of my career, I'm just trying to enjoy it, man. I just really am. I'm so happy for those players.
Good for you, Coach. It's so awesome. Greg Campy is joining us. You know, I always say this. You know, they're the blue bloods, or they're the programs that go every single year, and you just don't really understand it. You take it for granted. Greg, I went to UC Santa Barbara, and I was in the Big West Conference before Brian Shaw got there, before Jerry Pym got there, and we had never gone before. So I remember the first time we went, and it was one of the greatest times of my life. And like you, I've been in this business a long, long time, so I appreciate what it's like when you haven't experienced that before. I'm curious, even though you won your conference tournament and you knew you were going and you got to celebrate that for a number of days, what was it like to sit down and watch your name flash across the screen and share that with the players and figure out where you were going?
It is. We had over 2,000 people at our watch party, which, well, we've got a great fan base here. And we just put it out. We're going to open up the arena. We're going to watch it on the big screen. The team will be there. We're going to have free pizza and show up. And we had over 2,000 people. So it was, of all the time, the four times we've gone, it was the coolest event that we've had. And, again, I kind of just sat to the side and I watched my kids' face when it happened because, you know, like I've told them, when they're 35, 40 years old, they're going to be telling their kids, yeah, I played in this, you know. We played Kentucky in the opening round, you know, national. We were a CBS game, you know. So it was fantastic. And you know something, Jim? As you said, it's really, really difficult at our level to get in. And 21, I think there's 32 conferences or 31 that had their tournaments. 21 of the regular season champions got beat. And we're one of the few that won both. That's how hard it is to get in this tournament when you're from a one-bid league. And that's why the conference tournament's so much fun. We got to cut the nets down, the confetti came out, things like, I doubt we're going to be in Phoenix when that happens this year, you know? So having it happen in our conference tournament was just special, man. It's really, really special.
That is so great. That is so awesome. Greg Campy joining us. So what did you think? For instance, I'm going to talk to Cal a little bit later on in the program. He already said this week, he said, Greg Campy, and I know the two of you are friends, he said, he's not a good coach of you. He's not a good coach. He's a great coach, quote, end of quote. What did you think when you saw that you were shipping out to the South to play your old pal Cal and the number three seeded Wildcats? What went through your mind?
Well, first, there's some backstory on that because we played on Tuesday night, and you know how you cut the nets down and all that, I said. So I'm on my way to the press conference. I stop in our locker room. I grab my phone. I look down. I've got 500 and maybe 40 text messages. Mm. I put it in my pocket. I go through the media. I get out of the media, and I go back to the locker room. I pull my phone out. Now I've got 1,000 text messages. So I scroll all the way back to the first one because I'm going to answer them, and I don't want to miss any. And the first one's at 9:01, and it's from Cal.
Mm.
And I answer it with, yeah, now we'll probably have to play you guys. And he answers right back, hell no. And then, sure enough, when it's announced on Sunday night, I grab my phone and I text him just that, you know, the little emoji with your hands up in the air. He called me immediately and said, can you believe this, man? It's crazy that happens. And for 2 hours, I'm going to hope he loses. But, I mean, I think Cal is... If he's not the best coach in the country, he surely is in the conversation. And for us to play the blue blood team, the greatest coach, the greatest fan base at 7:00 on CBS, you couldn't have asked for a better thing for Oakland. You just couldn't have asked for a better draw because my kids get the opportunity to shine on the biggest stage against the best. And that's all you can ask for.
That's all you can ask for. It's an amazing opportunity, the opportunity of a lifetime. Greg Campy is joining us. You know, when you mention Oakland, not to make it about you, Greg, but your journey and career is so unique. You know the old cliche, coaches are hired to get fired. It's a profession with so little job security and so much turnover. What are the biggest reasons why you never left, why you decided to stay at Oakland for four decades?
You know, it's a fun, and I get asked that so much, Jim, but it's that snowball effect. You know, you come here and I thought I'd be gone. I was going to win the national championship. I was going to be at UCLA. We all have those dreams, right? And then 5 years becomes 10, 10 becomes 15. I got it made here. I mean, I got a fan base that actually thinks I might know something. I've got, my kids were growing up. I got offered a bunch of jobs, but none of them really seem, you know, to get to where, you know, to get to where a Cal is or, you know, a school like that, I was going to have to make that mid-range jump, and I just never wanted to do it. I loved my job here. I had autonomy over everything. You know, I was, hell, we built the building. I was the chairman of the committee to build it. I know everybody on campus. I walk over to the union, get something to eat, and I know everybody by name, and it's a great life. But you're right on that being fired thing. I mean, in my 40 years, there's probably been, 50,000 other people that have coached, and probably 49,990 of them been fired. So if I come in the morning and my key works, I'm really happy.
My man, see, that's the thing to me, Greg. It's like, one, you never wanted to leave, and two, they never wanted you to leave. It's like the most amazing thing. I mean, you've been doing this long enough that your best player this season, Trey Townsend, is a second-generation Oakland Hooper. You coached his father, Skip. His mother, Nicole, also played basketball at your school. Trey had a career-high 38 in the Horizon League Championship game. What's it been like to see his development as a player and a person since he first started attending your summer camps as a kid?
It's crazy. I mean, you know enough about all this, that all those people that, you know, their sons come back or something, they come to camp and they're not any good, and they're, you know, but you got to act, yeah, you're going to be as good as your dad, you know, and all that. In Trey's case, I mean, he was sat on my lap when he was 4 or 5 years old, but it's crazy how good of a player he turned out. And you know, he came to all the games. He's probably the only kid in the state of Michigan, the only basketball player in the state of Michigan that ever grew up not wanting to go to Michigan or Michigan State, wanting to go to Oakland. And there's this picture of him, and I'm sure if CBS is smart, they'll get that picture of him, like he's 8 years old in the stands, and he's got, not my bobblehead, but a cardboard cutout of, you know how that in the end zone they have those cutouts?
Sure.
He's holding that. So the great story is Bart Lundy, the coach at Milwaukee, who we beat in the championship a couple days after it. He sends me a text, and it's that picture of Trey holding me up, and his comment was, "I can't believe I just got beat by these two guys." It was hilarious.
That is so good. That is absolutely so good. So, Greg, what about this final thought? Like you mentioned, it's such an amazing opportunity to go up against the Blue Blood, Kentucky, the PBN, under the bright lights. I'm curious, what about scheduling Big Ten opposition like Illinois and Michigan State, who both advanced in the NCAA tournament? How much do you think playing teams of that caliber maybe might help steel or fortify your team's mindset for that major opportunity and challenge ahead of you?
100%. And if anybody knows anything about Oakland, they know we play one of the toughest schedules in the country every year. We played at Ohio State, at Illinois, at Michigan State, at Dayton, at Xavier. And we do that every year for a multitude of reasons. One is because I want my kids to play in Fog Allen Fieldhouse in Cameron and in Rupp Arena. I want them to have that experience in life. Two, I do it because of this exact reason. When we get to the tournament, we lost in the last second at Ohio State. We had Illinois tied with 6 minutes to go. We won at Xavier. How many teams go into the Cintas Center and win? So if we don't believe we belong, you know, I'm going to be completely amazed by it. They've been there. They've played it. And going into Thursday night, right now, they know they can play. Now, remember what Mike Tyson said. Everybody's got a plan until they get punched in the nose. So we'll see what happens when that first punch comes. But we've been there. We've done it. And I think our players believe that they can go and win. Another reason we always do it, Jim, is because we love the money too. You know, those teams pay us a lot of money to do it.
You're the best. You're the best. I'm glad I didn't have to bring that up. You did it for me. Hey, listen, who's to say you don't land that first punch first, right? Who's to say you don't hit them in the face first? And then we'll see how they react.
We got some sneaky guys. We might be able to get one.
He is the head basketball coach at Oakland University, 40 years in, the longest tenured active head coach in Division I basketball, an absolutely amazing story. Greg, I can't tell you how much I enjoyed that, how much I appreciate your time. I know this is going to be a great, great week, no matter what happens, and we'll see what happens, right? Great to have you on. Good luck to you, and I can't wait to see that game.
Thanks, Jim. It's always great talking to you. Appreciate you having Oakland on your show.
So, let me tell you about something. The other day, I come across a product that all of us should be carrying around. It's amazing. It's something different for fresh breath. It is an incredible product called Zelman's Minty Mouth. And guys, it is a game changer. If you're up in the grill of somebody else and you're making your case for whatever it is, make sure your breath is fresh. Zelmans cleans your breath in a way that other mints don't and can't, because it's not just a mint. It's a functional breath freshener capsule that you swallow. It's clinically tested against the toughest offenders, even garlic and onions. You just pop two or three in your mouth, suck the minty coating, then swallow the capsule for the confidence of fresh, clean breath that lasts for hours. The product is nothing. The product is like nothing else you've ever tried. It fights bad breath in your mouth. It then goes right down to your gut. This is the ultimate hack to get rid of coffee, garlic, or smoker's breath. You're going to like having the confidence of long-lasting fresh breath, or you get your money back guaranteed. These folks will give you your money back. Not that you're going to want it, but they will. They've got free shipping if you order three packs or more, and trust me, you're going to want more. And nobody likes to pay for shipping. Go to Zelmans.com right now. That's Zelmins.com. Right now, you'll get 15% off when you use the promo code ROME. Zelmins.com. You do have to use the code ROME to get your 15% savings, ROME. Let me start with this as I start hour number two. If you are getting ready for work right now, you are probably not John Collins.
If you're getting ready for work right now, then you're probably not Doug Collins.
If you're getting ready for work right now, then you're probably not
Doug John.
Collins. If you're getting ready for work right now, then you're probably not
John Collins.
If you're getting ready for work right now, then you're probably not
John Collins. If you're getting ready for work right now, you're probably not John Collins. In fact, if you're John Collins, never mind getting ready for work. Are you even alive right now? No, the Utah Jazz did not fire John Collins. The Utah Jazz did not release John Collins. But Anthony Edwards damn near ended John Collins. And I don't mean his career, I mean his life.
I am banning Mr. Sterling for life. Life.
Nice Tuesday throwback for ears. Tuesday flashback for ears. Wonder what that was for. Oh, that's right. That was the time they banned Mr. Sterling for life.
I am banning Mr. Sterling for life. 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 Life.
Man, that was the highlight of ears' tenure. Check out the echo in the presser.
I am banning Mr. Sterling for life. Life.
Light, the reverb light, on that mic.
Light.
Who is the sound person during that presser?
Mr. Sterling for light.
Was there a light show going on as well? Was light, ears coming up through the stage? Was he rising up in smoke?
I am banning Mr. Sterling for light. For light. Light.
Shit, turn that into a show. After all, it was a circus.
I am banning.
Maybe have some Skrillex in the background.
For light.
Anyway, good job, Albie. Albie's on one today.
Light. I am banning Mr. Sterling for light.
Trying to talk about Ant-Man, but we're kind of getting off the beaten path here.
For light.
Then again, whatever I have to say about Ant-Man might not be as good as this. Hey, Alvin, how long did ears ban Mr. Sterling?
For light.
And when he made the announcement, was it dramatic?
I am banning Mr. Sterling for light. For light.
Was there a laser show, too?
Light.
Did he ban him for life, like at the Sphere in Vegas?
For light.
Is there a light show?
Light. I am banning Mr. Sterling.
Wow. Anyway.
For light.
I mean, Ant-Man, holy hell. Anthony bleeping Edwards. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Ant-Man's dunk. Well, the latest dunk heard around the world. This one, though, I'm going to say is the dunk of the year. Honestly, I'm going to say, and this is without hyperbole, this is one of the greatest dunks I've ever seen. Anywhere. At any time. Playground. Nerf basketball in your bedroom. D1 ball. The Y. NBA, overseas, anywhere. One of the greatest dunks I have ever seen. So dominant, so nasty, I'm not even sure how to describe it. There are poster dunks, and then there's this. Pure annihilation. Pure obliteration. Pure evisceration. It was a straight-up murder. And unfortunately, John Collins was at the wrong place at the wrong time and the unfortunate victim of said murder. Listen to it.
Another turnover for Utah. Edwards gets it back and threw it down. And one from
one dead guy.
Raptors.
And one dead guy. My dude did not catch a body. He snatched a soul. He didn't catch a body. He caught my dude's entire life.
For life. Life.
When Ant-Man does that, every Jumbotron or scoreboard in the entire association should be doing things like that. Because he caught my dude's entire life. He eviscerated John Collins. Now, as I always say in these instances, credit to John Collins for risking his life. Maybe he knew it was coming, maybe he didn't, but I'm guessing he did. He could have very easily bailed, like so many guys do, so they're not on the receiving end of that. So credit for trying to put up a fight, for trying to put up some resistance. Credit for allowing yourself to turn into dust. I mean, it was so bad that Collins left that game after that play with a head contusion. Most assumed it was a concussion. It was not. But while he wasn't concussed, he was contused and did not return. This is what he gets for his effort. Knocked out of the game, trying to defend the indefensible. Ant-Man sent John Collins into the shadow realm. Again, listen to the way it sounded.
Another turnover for Utah. Edwards gets it back and threw it down. And one from the Raptors.
The call is good, but you have to see it to believe it. In fact, has anybody seen Jay Collins this morning? Do we know if he's still with us? Again, he's probably not getting ready for work right now.
If you're getting ready for work right now, then
you're not John Collins. Yo, John, my man.
Hey, John.
My man, if you're still alive, I have some advice for you. If you're still alive, do yourself a favor. Stay off of social media today, dude. It is not pretty for you right now. Find a dark room, put some ice on that cranium, and turn your phone off. Turn the TV off. Turn everything off. Every device, everything. Trust me on this, dude. Again, I give you credit for trying to stand in, but stay down. Stay down. Do not get up. Do not turn on the lights. Definitely don't turn on your phone or the TV. I mean, the way Ant-Man spiked that ball through the basket, he actually hurt himself. He dislocated a digit. He dislocated a finger. He had to run out, go back into the locker room, and have it pop back in place. And then he came back out. He threw it down with that much force. In the end, he impaled himself on the rim and on Collins' head. Listen to him after the game when he was able to watch it back for the first time himself.
Ah! Oh my God. Hey, that's my best time of my career. I'm not gonna lie. That's...
You got some good ones.
I couldn't even react because I dislocated my finger. You can see it?
I couldn't react to it.
You can barely hear it, but what he said was, I couldn't even react because I dislocated my finger. Hey, Ant, don't worry. Something tells me this will not be the last body you snatch. It sure as hell wasn't your first, but it might have been your best. I mean, honestly, this guy is unbelievable. I mean, wasn't it just yesterday when he had one of the best blocks you'll ever see in a game against the Pacers? And now he's out here murdering dudes in cold blood. And again, not only throwing down dunks for the ages, but doing it while jump-starting his undermanned team and flipping a game completely that they had to have. In other words, the ant insanity isn't just breaking the internet and his own digits. These crazy viral moments are coming in key moments during games, which lead to critical wins. The point's got to be made. It's more than just this dude being the ultimate freak show. He's winning games on a team that's one of the ones with its that's got the best chance at looking at a deep run in the postseason. And he's doing it with his absolute freakery. But it's not in a vacuum. These plays matter. These games matter. He's winning games with his freakery. But that's who this dude is. A cold-blooded killer. An assassin. One of the most valuable players in the association, which is why I love him and that team so much. Even without Cat, they don't see Cat, mate. And they're still getting it done. Where's Cat? I don't see Cat, mate. I don't. But they're the two seed right now. And they're only a half game out in the first. They're scary. And they've got their alpha leading the way. I can't wait to see what these guys do in the postseason. Until then, I think I'm just going to sit back, lay back, and enjoy the nightly Ant-Man murders. Highlights. I mean, seriously, somebody pull Ant-Man off of John. Anthony, he's already dead. Get off him.
Another turnover for Utah. Edwards gets it back and threw it down. And one.
That's not some local homer embellishing. If anything, he didn't give that enough credit or enough energy. Like John Collins? John Collins may as well have been Phil Collins. Ant got in the air and smashed him like a drum solo tonight.
Edwards gets it back and threw it down.
A head contusion. Honestly, that's good news that that's all that was. Generally, when you receive that type of blunt force trauma, you're in a full body cast, sipping milk from a straw. Yuta Watanabe is embarrassed for Collins.
Timberwolves will take off a little bit of time here. Ooh, they were lucky that wasn't turned over. Anthony Edwards, that time he does finish with the exclamation point.
Watanabe got his feelings hurt on this one. I mean, that is absolutely filthy. There have been very few in-game dunks that have looked like that.
Put that on a poster.
Look, that one up too. That was back in 2021. They are still sweeping pieces of Yuta from the court. Memo to the rest of the league, and John Collins specifically. Like trains, Ant cannot stop. Even if it sees you, it ends in disaster. If the lane is clear, the ant is on its way. You just need to remember one thing. Stop. Because ant can't. Paid for by NHTSA.
Edwards gets it back and threw it down. And one.
Paid for by NHTSA. Ant can't stop. Incredible. Incredible play. He did it again. 1-800-636-8686. Some good reaction to the coach, Greg Campy, at A Landon 2. Greg Campy is awesome. What a great interview. He's so, so grateful for the opportunity in the dance. Hashtag War Greg. I always say it, and that's why I always make that argument that I went to a smaller school that was not accustomed, and I'll never forget the first time we got that bid. It was incredible. I'll never forget going to the NCAA tournament as a broadcaster, a young broadcaster, and seeing our guys there. It was so awesome. It's impossible to explain to people that attended schools that always end up in the tournament. But if you go to a small school where it's that special, you never forget it. And that's a guy who's been in it 40 years. And he was talking with the same enthusiasm as a young guy or a young person who had never been before. But that's somebody who's been in it 40 years. So great. at Sports Talk 953. Quote, wow, what a terrific, uplifting conversation on at Jim Rome with at Oakland MBB coach at Campy OU. Dude, you got them all in. Quote, why has he been at Oakland 40 years? Quote, has it made? And quote, has a fan base who thinks he might know something. Just fantastic.
40!
It was fantastic. You know, especially he was there at a time when everybody was constantly looking for the next job, for the next thing. Everybody was climbing, everybody was driving, everybody was looking to get to the next thing. You know, it's kind of like Mark Few. Mark Few is a Hall of Famer and a legend, but for so many years I would ask him, well, when are you going to leave? To the point where I finally realized he ain't going anywhere. He's got everything he needs right there in Spokane. Much like Greg Campy's got everything he needs right there in Oakland. Romeo, Utah Jazz injury report. John Collins out. Snatch soul. Signed V in the fee. I don't know if I want to read that next one. Good, it disappeared. Chris in Milwaukee. John Collins going through a concussion protocol after the poster. John, how many fingers am I holding up? Kirstie Alley, Val Kilmer, global warming. Rome, are we just going to overlook the fact that he glossed himself the grizzly bear? Signed, Jesse in Ohio.
Yeah, I am the grizzly bear.
That's not a good call. No. Hey, Jesse. First of all, yes, we are just going to overlook that. Because the rule is for callers to the show, not legendary pro athletes. Now, Jesse, if we had enforced that rule, we would have never gotten to the back end of what he had to say, which was even better than him saying, I am the grizzly bear.
To my people in the clubhouse, bro, I feel like a fat boy. You know, like, I'm f***ing fat.
Yeah, Jesse, that's their show. This is our show. These are the rules on our show. If you or anybody else were to call me and say, if I were to go, hey, let's go to Ohio, Jesse, what's cracking? Actually, Rome, it's the grizzly bear. Ah! Yes. That's not a good call. No. Yes, dude. We're not overlooking anything. Not a very good call. The point of the rule is to make the show better. That's their show. This is my show. We're not overlooking anything. Dude, why are you trying to take one of the best things ever and wreck it? Why do you do that? Why do some of you do that? Never mind you can't have nice things. You can't even have the best things. Why? Because you're miserable? Why? Because you want to catch me in some inaccuracy or inconsistency? Why? You just want to catch me, period? The point of the rule is to make the show better. Would enforcing that rule on Jose Alvarado make this show better, Jesse? No. Would you not sending me that make the show better, Jesse? Yes. What are you even doing with that, dude? Ooh, got me. No, you didn't. Clones, why do you love to poke holes? And especially in things that are so awesome. Like, that's your favorite activity. Trying to catch me in something. Trying to poke holes in something that's good. Dude, why would you not sit back and enjoy that? It's awesome. Nope. It's really not awesome, Roman. Here's why. Wow, dude, you must be a lot of fun to have around. I bet you got a lot of friends that are really uplifting and positive and have a lot of fun. And by that, I mean, I bet you don't. Come on, man. Rethink it, Jess. Rethink it. That was fun. That was awesome. Hey, Rome. Thanks for bringing us people that we might not otherwise hear from or hear of. So many great stories and people out there. I never heard of Coach Campy before, but I love the guy, and I will be pulling for Oakland. Cheers, Mike Snowbird. It's part of what we do here. And Mike D for three is in. Kenny is right. He's talking about tiny hands slash tiny brain slash tiny stats. Kenny's right. Getting traded 2 years into a first-round rookie contract is fine. Getting fired within the 90-day probationary period. It's actually pretty well played. Wait till you hear this guy try and explain that he's actually better off for it. That this is what he needed. This is what he wanted. He needed a fresh start. You did? 2 years into your rookie contract, when you were a first-round pick, you need a fresh start? Why? Because they did you so wrong? They kept running you out there as a 500 quarterback when you were taken 20th overall. Dude, this guy's logic is beyond me. If you want to poke holes in that logic, you go right ahead. In the meantime, didn't I mention off the very top that it was not a topic, but rather a theme? A theme, which means I will get to something else fat, which is awesome.
Fat.
Not that I'm getting to it, but I mean a positive fat update. Fat is the new skinny. Fat is the new fit.
Fat boy.
Fat's the new fit. Fat's the new trim.
F-ing fat.
Anybody in Utah want to react to what happened last night? That was traumatic. And not just for John Collins. I bet if you live in and around Salt Lake City, that had to be pretty traumatic. In fact, why don't we go there right now? Let's go to Utah. Brian in Utah. Brian, what's up? How are you? Sorry about that, Brian. Oh, this is good. So, I'm punching the board and it's not coming up. So, Alvy, why don't you put that up for me? Brian, totally my bad. It's on us. Oh, I'm sorry. My bad. What's up, Brian? How are you?
Not great, Romy, to be honest.
What's up?
I've got about 3.5 decades into the Utah Jazz to the point where I'm way too invested into regular season Jazz games. And after that dunk last night, any hope I've ever had. Like, the Jazz have always been there. Maybe there's been ups and downs, but there's always been hope. It's gone. It's time to move the team to, like, Kansas City or something. That sucked the life out of me. I couldn't even talk to my kids last night. I'm right there next to John Collins.
You know, Brian, I got to say, thank you very much for that. I want to say overreact much, but I'm not going to. You're right to feel that way. As a longtime Jazz fan, you've been through the good times. You've been through the good years. You've been patient. There have been moments and you've waited. But you know what? If you're saying to me after that dunk, I mean, you might try and argue it's only a dunk, yo. It's just a dunk and it didn't even happen to you. But I think that dunk was so violent, so explosive, so traumatic. I think that it traumatized more than Collins, but in fact, the fan base. I think you're right to feel that way. I'm not going to tell you head up, chin up, just to explain it to your kids that that's the nature of sport, kids. Sometimes you have the hammer and sometimes you're on the wrong end of the hammer. But I think that you would be doing them a disservice. My man, I think you're right. I think you should leave. I think you should move. I think you ought to move out of state. How are you going to explain that to any family members? How are you going to explain that to anybody? How can you yourself look in the mirror when that just happened to your favorite team? It was that traumatic. I would talk you off that point, dude, but I think you're dead on it. Are you craving some protein after a good workout? Of course. This time, though, don't make a shake or eat a bar. Grab a bag of beef jerky from Old Trapper. Old Trapper beef jerky is tasty and tender. It's made with real strips of steak and quality spices that are smoked over a wood fire, and it goes wherever you go. To the game, to the gym, to the beach. Look for Old Trapper in the Clearview bag. You can see the quality you're buying. Look for it in major retail stores near you. If you don't see it, ask for it by name because no other jerky compares. Old Trapper, what's your beef? Sorry about that, Brian. Oh, this is good. So no, I'm punching the board and it's not coming up. So Alvy, why don't you put that up for me? Brian, totally my bad. It's on us. Oh, I'm sorry. My bad. My bad. What's up, Brian? How are you?
Not great, Romy, to be honest.
What's up?
I've got about 3.5 decades into the Utah Jazz to the point where I'm way too invested into regular season Jazz games. And after that dunk last night, any hope I've ever had. Like, the Jazz have always been there. Maybe there's been ups and downs, but there's always been hope. It's gone. It's time to move the team to, like, Kansas City or something. That sucked the life out of me. I couldn't even talk to my kids last night. I'm right there next to John Collins.
You know, Brian, I got to say, thank you very much for that. I want to say overreact much, but I'm not going to. You're right to feel that way. As a longtime Jazz fan, you've been through the good times, you've been through the good years, you've been patient, there have been moments, and you've waited. But you know what? Let's go to the Berg. Love going to Pittsburgh. Love Pittsburgh reaction on the program. Jack, because I love the Berg, you go right to the front of the line, my man. What's going on, Jack?
Matt, thanks, Jimmers. I can talk to you about Tiny Brain here. This is the bottom line. You don't walk into Mr. Rooney's office. You don't walk into Coach Tomlin. Juju tried this. AB tried this. Claypool tried it. Jonte Johnson tried it 2 weeks ago. You don't walk into them and say, I want to be traded. That's Tiny Brain's. Now, what they do is they ask you to leave. On the way out, they say, what city do you want to go to? And you're gone. So he got uppity. Can't get uppity with the coach. Are you there, Jimmers?
I certainly am, Batman. Are you?
Yeah, I got one more thing for you. Here's the, here's the unknown thing we haven't worried about yet. And your clones can help us out. Rob and I have been kicking around. We got to find something for Mrs. Russett to do. Now, we don't have a beach here. We don't have much sun. We got two dirty rivers. And we got an incline. Once she goes up and down that incline with her kids, there's nothing else to do. So we got to figure out a way to keep Mrs. Russett happy, particularly if Mr. Wilson finds himself on a bench watching Mr. Fields. So we got to worry about her. Now, there's precedent for this, and I'll wrap it up. Back in the day, 10, 15 years, we had a defensive lineman here. He came in from Seattle. He and his wife, he lasted about 5 games, and she complained there was no sushi here in Pittsburgh, and he demanded a trade. So we got to worry about Mrs. Russ. Got to do it.
I got you, Jack, my man. Rack him. Like, I'm not sure how many people outside of the Bayou even realize this, but the Pelicans are actually pretty good. As of right now, the Pels lead Sacramento, who you know is pretty good. The Dallas Mavericks, solid team. The Suns, supposed to be contenders. The Lakers, eh. And the Warriors. But the Pelicans are looking down on all of them in the Western Conference standings. If the season were to end right now, the Pelicans would skip right on by the play-in tournament because as of right now, they are the 5 seed in the West. For real.
For real.
So Zion has his Pels in a great spot, and he's got his waistline in a great spot too. So maybe you people can finally leave this dude alone. And credit to the Lake Show for another major accomplishment this year. The Lakers were able to humiliate this guy into finally cutting carbs and upping the cardio. I tried. I told him to put that drumstick down.
Put that coffee down.
But the Lakers apparently were the ones who were able to get through to this guy because the in-season tournament was not completely meaningless, come to find out. At least not for Zion. because Zion was so traumatized by LA in that semifinal beatdown that it finally did get him to put that drumstick down.
Put that coffee down.
Drumsticks are for IST winners.
No, I mean, he got so much heat and played so horribly, he finally got around to taking his conditioning seriously. Honestly, a pretty impressive achievement by the Lakers to reach this guy when nobody else could. It might be even more impressive than winning that stupid Ears Invitational. In fact, why stop there? You know what the Lakers should do? The Lakers should totally hang a banner for that as well. In fact, they could do two banners for this, because we know they're all about meaningless banners.
It's two for me.
They should have a before banner and an after banner with Zion's before weight and a before pick on the first one, and then his after weight and pick of him standing sideways, stretching out his shorts to show all the weight he lost. And they can put those two banners on each side of the Ears Invitational banner. You know, like the Ears Invitational banner Sando. Like, if you're going to go for the IST banner, then, man, go all in. Don't half-ass it. You got to take full credit for Zion having half the ass he did only a few months back. Honestly, though, good for Zion. Great to see him looking great and playing great. And I really hope that I never, ever have to talk about this dude and his weight issues ever again. His exploding shoes, his terrible gloss. Nor do I want any more lazy jokes from you clones making this dude the butt of every fat punchline ever.
Fat?
Because he's not fat. Not anymore. So you know what that means. Sorry to be a buzzkill. Sorry to be that white wet blanket. Sorry to take all your fun. But no more Pion Williamson gloss. No more Zion eats a ton. No more Zion National Pork. No more Chunk of Dunk. No more Air Gumbo. I don't want to hear about the Big Diabetic. I don't want to hear any of it. And hopefully none of these things ever accurately describe my dude Pion, Zion, ever again. He earned it. Get off his back. He dropped the weight. Hopefully he's still dropping weight and getting his explosiveness back. Credit to the Lakers. They should hang banners on that.
For real.
No, they're not going to win anything. But they did inspire Zion to lose 25 pounds. Hey, man, you got to hold on to whatever you can if you're the Lake Show. The IST win. Zion's weight loss. Hang a banner for it all, man. Somebody gets a triple-double on you again. Domas, hang a banner on that. Hang a banner on everybody else's accomplishments, since you're not going to have any of your own anytime soon. They should have an 0-10 banner for AD against Domas. Hang a banner on that, too, while you're at it.
Good night now!